was an unknown wilderness. It wasn't long before they went into the wide valleys of Kentucky through the Cumberland Gap.
Welcome to this edition of Old Kentucky Tales, the only podcast that solemnly swears that none of its participants have ever performed a suplex from the top rope. Today's title is 1980s Wrestlers versus Kentucky Governors, Jason and Brent's Bogus Journey, which is a sequel to Jason and Brent's excellent 80s adventure from Season 2, Episode 6. Be sure to check that out. I am your host, Brent Taylor, Assistant Professor of History at West Kentucky Community and Technical College. And with me is the man with a frog in his throat, and we just hope he doesn't croak during the episode. He is an assistant professor of communication at WKCTC, Jason Donner.
Keep it coming. Yeah, that's right. You just winged that one. I like that. Yeah, apparently I am a little allergic to the very air we breathe today.
It happens around here.
Right.
Some doctors recommend that we move to Colorado instead.
I'm glad we're doing this 80s thing again, though. That was fun last time.
Yeah, a little sequel action. In this episode of Old Kentucky Tales, the main event will include having Jason play an interesting game in which we find out if he can tell Kentucky governors from 1980s wrestlers. We will also hear some reactions to the show in the Old Kentucky voicemails. And along the way, don't forget to support fake history sponsors who support Old Kentucky Tales. The products are real, only the sponsorship is fake.
America is being strangled by the OPEC nations. Every time you buy a foreign product, our dollars flow out of the country and inflation gets worse. Foreign cars cost more than they save. It takes many years to make back the additional cost of a foreign car and small savings on gasoline. Buy American. Help yourself and help the country. The new 1980 Mercury Bobcat. EPA Highway, 38 miles per gallon, 109.30 per month. 2.3 liter engine, AM radio, white wall tires, rear window defroster. Support America. It's less expensive. Myers, Lincoln, Mercury, 307 South Liberty.
So that's coming out of the 1970s energy crisis, Jason.
Right.
Going into the 1980s, and we still remember it.
Struggling for gas.
They were struggling for gas.
Right.
It was starting to turn around by then, and it's kind of in the rearview mirror a little bit at that point. And actually, in the 80s, the gas prices are really going to dip back down again, but it was still prevalent right there. That was 1980.
Yeah, I bought gas for 99 cents a gallon. I can remember that clearly for a long time, like in the late 80s.
Yeah, the 80s, and then the 90s also, it dipped down again at a certain point in the 1990s.
So they're trying to sell you a car that supports America by being...
Well, it's an American-made car.
It's an American-made car.
It's getting pretty good gas mileage.
And good gas mileage, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, right. And so the foreign car might get slightly better gas mileage, it says, but really in the long run, you're not doing yourself any favors there.
Well, it is 38 miles per gallon. I mean, that's
good. That's pretty good. Now, there's not much car there either if you look at it.
Oh, no, no. It's not attractive.
Yeah, it's a compact car, so you kind
of
get what you pay for on that one. But that was definitely one of the issues that we had coming out of the 70s going into the 80s.
And that APR, 12.67%.
We've talked about that before, too. Those are the interest rates, which are just really sky high. Big barrier to buying a home at that point, too.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's just, by comparison, it just seems really outrageously high.
Oh, sure. Well, yeah. I mean, 3 or 4 times what you've been paying in recent years, and that is significant if you are borrowing money. Conversely, if you're saving money, it's great. But if you're trying to borrow the money, forget about it.
Yeah.
And we do have a little bit of reaction to actually the other 1980s show that we did.
So, what a coincidence.
I know. It was just perfect timing, I suppose. Call it fate, Jason. Call it fate. And so let's go to the voicemails.
Thanks for calling Old Kentucky Tales. For English, press 1.
Para español, marque 2 ahora.
For old-timely Kentucky talk, dial 3 on your rotary phone right now, y'all.
Your call is important to us. All of our historians, speech critiquers, and producers are currently unavailable. If you know your party's 4-digit extension number, you may dial now. For all other inquiries and comments, stay on the line and leave a message after the tone.
Jason, Brent, let me tell you something. I listened to the episode about the 1980s, expecting to hear about how hot Farrah Fawcett was, Meg Ryan, Christy Brinkley. Oh man, Billy Joel, don't get me started. And the only thing I heard was how great Ronald Reagan was. You got it all wrong. Jimmy Carter did all the hard work, and old Ronnie got all the credit. A movie actor as president instead of an experienced career politician? Come on, man. That's like saying a TV reality star can make a great president.
So I didn't expect someone of that caliber to be calling in, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he had Christy Brinkley on his mind.
Well,
was Meg Ryan famous in the 80s?
Oh, had to be.
She was getting there.
I think all those were well within the time frame. So I'm sure just when he thought of the 80s, those were the first things that just popped into his mind.
His
happy place from the 1980s. Yeah.
Bill's just a waif of a man now. Have you seen him? He's just thin and svelte. He's a vegetarian.
Yeah,
he doesn't eat anything.
Changed his entire body structure.
Yeah,
that's true.
We used to make fun of him like or they would on TV about eating at McDonald's and things like that.
Sure.
It was a different Bill.
Yeah, just a total transformation since the good old
days.
He's
healthy.
Yeah, I'd say so. And now the moment we've all been waiting for.
The main event.
Jason, we are going to have so much fun today.
Oh, this is the part where
this is
the big, fool Jason has a game show, tries to get answers right, the big goofball.
Yeah, this is it. So you are going to play a game in which you have to try to tell the difference between 1980s wrestlers and Kentucky governors, and they can be from any era, not just the 1980s.
Right.
So
on what, though, exactly? I mean, they're
based on their
accomplishments.
Names.
Oh, okay. Their
you
name.
Hear the name, and you have to know whether or not this was a 1980s wrestler or a Kentucky governor.
Seems easy. I mean, are you sure about this?
It could be easy. It could be exceedingly difficult.
Okay.
We will only
be
able to find out as soon as you play the game. All
right. That's going to happen a lot, right?
We are ready for the first round of this thing.
Okay.
Now, you have already come out on record and said that it's easy, so we'll just have to see how this... I will start you with an easy one just to warm you up.
Okay.
All right. Julian Carroll.
That's the governor.
That is correct, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
He was indeed a Kentucky governor. So now we'll see if you can continue down the list and if it's going to still be easy or if it's going to get tougher and tougher as things go along. All right. Round two. Rick Martel.
I'm going to guess wrestler.
He was indeed.
Yeah.
He was known as the model back
the
in
model.
The 1980s. Yes, that is him. All right, so very good so far. You got your warm-up round. You got the first real round under your belt. And we'll just see where it goes from there. Let's then go with George Steele.
George, isn't that the animal Steele? Am I wrong? Do I know that one? I was right.
That is correct.
Oh,
he is
wow.
George the Animal Steele.
Okay.
That's him. He was a really hairy guy, and hence the nickname... The Animal.
Oh.
So you are indeed doing great. This has been way too easy so far.
Yes, that's three. I didn't study this. I had no idea, actually.
All right. Butch Reed.
Butch.
Butch Reed,
I'll
yes.
say governor. It's like living inside an app right now.
You are certainly living there.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Trivia Crack, right? Trivia Crack.
Yeah. It's like that. It's like I'm part of that.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So Butch, was that his given name?
Butch Reed, I think, is his name. His wrestling name was The Natural.
Right. Oh, okay. So it was
so
a wrestler.
He was the natural.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So he was a wrestler.
Can't imagine a baby would just come out and the dad says, "All right, Butch."
Uh huh.
That's Butch.
Yeah. He looks like a Butch.
Look at our new baby.
Little Butch. Baby Butch.
Little baby
He's
Butch.
He's so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good name if you're a dog.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there's a lot of dogs named that, aren't there?
Yeah.
I think
so. Oh, it's pretty tough, actually.
Mm.
Butch.
Okay, yeah, that was... All right, so your next round, Phlegm Samson.
Did you say Phlegm?
Phlegm. Phlegm Samson.
Phlegm, you're saying Phlegm.
I'm saying Phlegm.
Phlegm Samson.
Phlegm has been called.
All right, I'm going to say Phlegm. It's got to be a wrestler. Oh.
Nope, nope. Phlegm Samson was a Kentucky governor back in the early part of the 20th century. So that is...
That's a nickname.
That.
Please tell me that's a nickname.
I am not 100% sure about that. Okay. I don't know if his given name is Fleming. But
oh,
Phlegm
there you
Samson,
go. Yeah, it's just probably a shortened version of Fleming.
It could be something
like that. Recognize any of these people.
I'll actually have to look that up later because now I have a burning desire to know where Phlegm came from.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, usually you can tell.
You have a burning desire, I guess. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. All right, then. Luke Blackburn.
Luke Blackburn, that sounds like a governor. Okay.
Correct. You are back on track, sir. So for your next installment of this, let's go with James Knott.
James Knott, I know, is a governor, right?
That is correct.
He's come up before, I think. We've talked about him. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we have. Oh, you remembered things from earlier episodes.
I remember certain words, like not.
Okay.
And other things.
All right. So that means people are learning.
Right.
Related to the podcast. That is actually one of our goals, so that's nice.
We did talk about James Knott in here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we surely did. We absolutely did. All right, then. Let's go with... Martha Lane Collins.
Well, of course, I know that's the governor. That was a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid, you know, I remember that. Martha Lane Collins.
Yes.
Heard that name all the time.
Oh, of course you did.
When you're a little kid, you hear these politician names. You don't even know what it is or who it is. But Martha Lane Collins.
And I do remember being drilled about that.
Really?
So we stood there in front of class, and the teacher said, "And who's the governor?"
Oh.
And we all said in unison, "Martha Lane Collins."
Right, right, yeah.
So we did a little rote memorization with that.
When you put that middle name in there, it just, I don't know, it just sounds like something more.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that as well.
What's your middle name, Brent?
It is Edward.
Edward?
Yeah.
Very solid, very kingly.
Yeah, just kind of an old school regular name on that one. What about yours?
We'll save that one.
Oh,
we'll save that one.
A mystery episode.
It's very normal.
I like that.
I actually have two middle names.
Oh, you've got one of those sort of big long names going on.
Yes, my mom, I don't know, got creative.
Okay. All right, then. Your next round is Jake Roberts.
Jake Roberts sounds like a wrestler.
Yes, he was Jake the Snake Roberts.
Oh, is that Jake the Snake?
He had the big snake in the bag and carried it around to all the matches.
Okay, so all these are 80s wrestlers.
Every one of them is an 80s wrestler or a Kentucky governor. That is the name of the game. And so for your next round, let's go with Greg Valentine.
Craig Valentine.
Yes.
Wrestler.
Correct. Okay. Very wrestling-sounding name.
Pure guess. But Valentine, it sounds like a wrestler. Yeah.
But real people sometimes have that name, too.
Sure.
Like Denzel Valentine, who is a National Basketball Association player.
Oh, right,
The Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, actually, Kevin James and his brother, that's their actual name. His brother goes by Valentine. I just happen to know this for some reason.
All right, yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, that's Kevin James' real last name.
Okay. Well, I did not know that. So
very
shot that
useful.
Up to another nice fact. Okay, then. Let's go with Arn Anderson.
A governor.
Arn Anderson was indeed a professional wrestler, and he wrestled under the name Arn Anderson.
Arn.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you're still doing pretty well. Let's go with Keen Johnson.
Governor. Okay.
That was a governor. And I figured with the name Keene, you might have had a little trouble there because that sounds like a wrestling stage name.
I know, but some of those old-timey governors, whether it's a nickname or just a just people back then,
yeah,
maybe a given name, they were just unusual sometimes. They were different.
Oh, they could be. Like
that's why this is good, because they do kind of sound the same.
Yeah, like Cotton Mather.
Right, yeah.
Cotton Mather sounds like a made-up name, but it was a guy's real name.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with you. So your next one is Jesse Ventura.
Oh, that's the... See what you're doing there? That's the governor of Minnesota.
Okay.
But a wrestler, of course.
Yes.
Was it Minnesota?
That's right. Minnesota. That was them. Yeah, they woke up one day and Jesse the Body Ventura was governor.
I know, that's wild. And then shortly thereafter... Arnold Schwarzenegger was elected.
So, I mean, all kinds of bodybuilders and wrestlers were suddenly making their way into the game back then.
Yeah. Jesse Ventura, I forgot about him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Jim Duggan.
Governor?
No. Jim Duggan was a professional wrestler. He was famous for carrying a 2x4 to the ring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that was his claim to fame. That
and
was
then
his
set it
shtick.
Down when they fought, I hope.
Yeah. Okay. Most of the time.
That was just
every once
thing.
In a while they might use it from time to time. That's true. John Breathitt.
Oh, I know that's the governor too. Right.
Nice work. John Breathitt.
Yeah, this guy's got a cool
indeed
name.
Indeed, a Kentucky governor.
Yep. Let's... Got any other sounds on there we're not hearing?
Oh, we've got tons of sounds.
Okay.
But the two that matter to you right now are getting them right or getting them wrong.
It's hard to break free.
That's true. Next round, Ruby LaFoon.
Ruby LaFoon.
Ruby LaFoon.
I guess that's a wrestler. Ruby was... Okay, I know. Did we have another... female governor besides Martha Lane Collins?
We did not. Martha Lane Collins was actually one of the very first women governors in all of the country.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It was.
Yeah.
She was first.
Yeah,
in
there
Kentucky.
Were only about six or so ahead of her. And some of those don't really even count because they filled in for their husbands or something like
that.
Yeah,
something that,
so
like.
So she was in the first handful of women governors.
So Ruby.
Ruby was a dude.
Ruby was a dude.
He was.
Ruby was a dude. Sing it with me. Ruby, okay.
Ruby was a dude.
Yeah. Oh, God, he sang it. I can't sing right now because I'm going through puberty. My voice is cracking.
Yeah.
It's tough when you're young.
It is tough. You're going through changes that you can't
explain. Yes, I don't want to talk about it.
That's true.
I hate you right now. That's Get out true. Of my room.
That's true.
Okay, so Ruby was a dude.
Ruby was a dude. Next round, Jerry Lawler.
Oh, yeah, that's, he's got a nickname too in there, but he's a wrestler.
Yeah, yeah. He was the king.
The king. Correct. He was from Memphis.
Correct.
That's interesting. Sometimes read about this, the little shtick that he put on with Andy Kaufman.
Yeah, that was famous.
Yeah, they faked kind of a feud.
Yeah.
Mostly with David Letterman's show.
Yeah.
About that.
That was a big promotional thing for WWE because that was kind of the decade where they blew up into, instead of being regional businesses, a really major national and international company.
Yeah. It was all just a stunt, but really funny.
Right. Gabriel Slaughter.
I'll go with governor.
That was very good because I thought maybe the Slaughter name might throw you off.
I think that way. So I'm thinking, what would Brent think?
I see.
That I think that I wouldn't think that must be it.
You're doing the reverse psychology.
Yeah.
All right, then. Happy Chandler.
Oh, I know. Happy is the governor. Everybody around here knows about Happy.
Correct.
It's Happy.
Yeah, very, very famous governor.
Stands out. The name is going to stick in your mind if you hear that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. A lot more than A.B. would, so.
So he was A.B. That was my next
question.
He's A.B.
Happy Chandler.
A.B. Happy Chandler, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So,
that's nice.
That's him.
That's a nice nickname.
Yeah, it was. And I think you have done a nice job. We'll have to go back and count it all up.
Oh, you haven't been keeping track?
No, I was just seeing if you've done well or not.
I feel like that I've done more right. I've heard more of those happy noises.
I think you've probably got maybe a 66% kind of number.
Yeah, okay. I think you're about right.
Maybe 70. You might have a 70 there.
Don't raise it just for my feelings. Whatever you think it is.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to go back and count them up because that's going to be interesting. We'll have to post that on social media.
Oh, sure.
Sometime down
the road. Oh, I see your list. You've got like 1,000 on there.
Yeah, I could have gone all day.
Okay.
But I don't know if the listeners could have gone all day, so we're going to pay some bills
instead.
They're
gone, Brent.
They probably are. We lost them at Jesse Ventura. They were out.
Okay.
Look what you're getting, the 1980 Cadillac. Because we know that these things are loaded up, right? You get door edge guards, tilt steering, front and rear floor mats, because you wouldn't want just front floor mats. Cruise control, a license frame.
That's awesome.
AM, FM, stereo, digital display, white wall, steel belted radials, tinted glass, a push to reset trip odometer.
Wow. That's actually in there.
Yeah.
I guess the tripometer was a new thing at some point. Of course, that's common. It's everywhere, you know, every car.
And you are going to do gas. They're worried about gas mileage at that point because we just talked about that earlier with the other car. Speaking of gas mileage, highway 23 mpg, city 15 mpg for a price of $10,715.15.
It's a big, long car.
It is a big, long car.
It's Coupe de Ville.
It's a fine automobile for sure. Yeah. Yeah. I just, for me, it's got a license frame, and this is a selling point.
A license frame, yeah.
Yeah, the little thing you put the vanity plate in.
And people had they liked those white walls, didn't they?
Oh, they liked them for a long time.
It just got smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yeah, I do like the big wide ones. I think those can make a comeback.
Yeah, that's how, like in the 50s, mm-hmm. you know, you'd see James Dean driving around. It's all white.
Yeah, and then by this time, it's like a little white band sort of around the rim.
Right.
Yeah, but that was
one of the things. I guess it just, I don't know, it was just different. You just do something different and people like it, then they'll buy it and then we'll sell it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And you know, you before had been asking about getting yourself a special sound for the takeaway.
Oh.
It is time for your takeaway.
Okay. I've given this no thought. What are we talking about? We talk about the wrestlers. Oh, I'll tell you what it is. And I kind of knew this. You know, of course, you think about this with politicians. Don't do it as much now, though, as they did then. Maybe it helped to have a kind of a goofy nickname or something at the beginning that made you stand out and was acceptable kind of nickname.
Name recognition.
Right, right. So like Happy Chandler, you know, I would imagine people might want to vote for somebody that's known as Happy Chandler.
Sure, and you can do fun little games. Like one of the campaign slogans for him was,
there you go,
be like Pappy and vote for Happy.
Yeah.
Because he had run way back in the 30s, and then he won again in the 50s.
Right.
And that was somebody that they remembered in the name, and then they used it.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's kind of neat. But again, it seems like people 100 years ago, maybe 150 years ago, more of them just had those kinds of things attached to them.
Yeah. Yeah, that may be exactly right. Yeah, name recognition. I think that's a really good point there.
What about Mitt Romney? Is that his name? It's Mitt. I don't know it's Mitt.
That is not his true name.
Maybe his middle name.
It's some sort of like a shortened nickname or something. I looked that up one time and I forgot what it was. It was something like pretty plain.
Okay.
But yeah, Mitt is not his actual only first
Very
name.
Very unusual. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. We have now turned to the final page of this chapter, but never fear, Old Kentucky Tales never fails to return for some strange reason.
Right.
We just keep going.
You keep writing these things up and making us come down here.
That's true. You can download even more episodes on iTunes or the NPR One app. If you like what you hear, please leave a review or rate us. We would like to see that. If you did not like what you heard, there is no way you're at minute 24 with us. Special thanks to our producer, Todd Birdsong, the Paducah School of Art and Design, and WKMS. And the rest is history.